Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. That was Psalm 36, verse 5. And you can take God's word for it. God's unfailing love still pours out for you. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. Even if no Valentine's Day ads existed, I would know that it was Valentine's Day time by the way people post on Facebook. Photos of all kinds. Yes, all kinds suddenly appear. All sorts of reflections on love and life fill my newsfeed. Newsflash. No matter what's in the newsfeed, it's time for us to feed on the good news. Yes, the most important news of all near Valentine's Day is the good news about the gospel and God's love, which never change. Instead of the crazy culture's mentality about Valentine's Day, we need to focus on God's love for us and for others, even when things are rough. So this week, I'm going to share a nice portion of scripture from Romans 8. A lot of people already know Romans 8:28, but we're going to focus on the last part of Romans chapter 8. And it is most specifically Romans 8:31 through 39. Quote, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Unquote. You can take God's word for it. Remember Romans 8 and what I just read. Read it again for yourself. Romans chapter 8, my friends. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's love never fails. Now, with that, I can say, Happy Valentine's Day, even if you're listening to this a little bit late. Remember that for us as Christians, we know that God's love never fails, that he never drops us, never forsakes us. We are secure in Christ, and that, my friends, is what really matters. Prayer tip of the week. Give a Bible to someone. Buy a Bible with the intention of giving it to someone else. The Bible is God's letter of unfailing love and unchanging truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that we can trust in you, that we can rely on you with all of ourselves. Lord, we just pour our hearts out to you. You know what's going on in each of our hearts. We welcome you afresh, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. Have your way in us. Cleanse us, fill us, use us to share your love. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Help us to love others with your love, authentically and faithfully. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for being with us always, and that includes today. I pray with those who are going through grief over perhaps a death or a loss of a loved one that has actually rejected someone. Whoever is suffering from rejection or grief of any kind, I pray for them right now that you would draw them close to yourself. Help everyone that is listening, help them to know that you are with them. Just remind them of that in a special way today, I pray. I thank you for this time together. We just pray for your best for each request, and we turn from our ways and turn to you and welcome you as Savior and Lord. We rely on you and not on ourselves, and we love you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that you'll join us again same time next week, and remember that Jesus still loves you and that he is with you. And you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every day. He is the way.